Dear, another day. No rest for the weary, especially if they're poor.
No, not much.
We slave and still have nothing.
Oh, it's not that bad. We have a few things. I've got that saber that was made in Damascus. That's quite valuable, and you have the gold piece that your uncle gave you. That's worth a great deal, and we have our oxen.
Don't quibble. I weave and weave, and all our garments grow old and ragged.
You're exaggerating again, dear. Remember that handsome coat I bought just last week? It's a beauty, and your new...
Oh, get along with you. And get your plowing, or we will have nothing.
Oh, whoa there. Whoa. That must be a buried rock. I'll have to dig it out. Gold! Jewels! Oh, what a treasure! There must be thousands of... Oh, what will I do? I'll cover it up again. Hide it. Now, let's see. According to law, any treasure belongs to the owner of the land. But this land belongs to the Federation. They've owned it for years. Oh, that treasure was buried years and years ago, judging by the looks of that chest, and by the inscription on the side of the coins. No telling who buried it there. I wonder if I could get enough together to buy this field. I'm going to try it.
That you, Jason? What are you doing home this time of day? And what are you doing with that saber?
I'll tell you later.
Jason, what are you doing? You have your old clothes on, but you're carrying your new coat. Jason? Jason, where are you going? Now what on earth can he be doing?
Good morning, dear wife. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Is it? I hadn't noticed.
Fix me a lunch, will you, Martha?
Good. Have you decided to work through the heat of the day to make up for the time you lost yesterday doing who knows what?
No, dear. I'm going to sell the oxen, and it may take me quite a while. I want to get as much for them as I can.
Sell the oxen? Jason, have you lost your mind? You're acting like a madman. You can't sell the oxen. How on earth would you make a living if you got rid of them?
Now, Martha, don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
What on earth is happening? Sell the oxen. And yesterday, do you suppose he sold that saber and his new coat?
Well, wife, I have almost enough now. With your gold piece, we can do it. Where is your gold piece, Martha?
Jason, I insist you tell me what's going on. Did you sell the oxen?
Yes.
And your saber?
Yes.
Not your new coat, too?
Yes.
Oh, you are mad. Oh, what will I do?
Oh, give me the gold piece. Then I'll have enough to buy the West Field.
I'll not do it. What good will it do you to own that field when you have no oxen with which to plow it? You'll never get my gold piece.
Give me the gold piece.
Here, take it. I can't understand you, Jason. You've never been like this. Oh, what's going to happen to us?
Martha! Martha, we're rich! We're rich, Martha!
Oh, you poor man, you have gone mad.
No, truly, we are rich. The West Field is ours. Here are the papers to prove it.
But no oxen to plow it. No money for seed, no...
Come, let me show you something.
Oh, my dear. You haven't lost your mind. Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I couldn't take any chances of the secret getting out. But, Martha, it took every cent we had to buy this land.
Yes, every penny, but well worth it. Oh, what a treasure!
Likewise, those who have heard truth and believe will in faith give up worldly pleasures for an eternity of happiness. Jesus spake this parable unto the multitude. Again Jesus spake a parable.
Greetings, sir.
I hear that you seek pearls.
You have some?
Two. Very valuable ones.
May I see them?
Well, of course. Well?
Good pearls, yes, but not what I want.
They are valuable.
They have value, yes, but I desire unusual pearls of great value and price.
I think I have just what you want. Here, look upon this.
Why did you not show me this one before?
It is of such great value that I did not think you could buy it.
It is just what I seek. I will buy it. I must have it.
And the merchant sold all that he had and bought the pearl of great value. Likewise shall he do who has found the priceless way to God's kingdom. Again Jesus spake unto the multitude a parable.
Oh, the catch is going to be rather good tonight.
Seems like it. The way the net is filling up.
Night's perfect for fishing.
Nothing is perfect.
Well, shall we pull up the net and see if it be full?
I doubt if it is. But we'll look.
No, it's not yet full. Shall we gather these in and lower the net until it is full?
Lower it. And wait until the net be filled. The night endeth, day breaketh forth.
You suddenly become a poet?
No, I'm just happy. It has been a good night. Our net is filled to overflowing. Dawn is here, time to go ashore and sort our fish.
There are many kinds of fish in the net.
Yes. It will take much sorting to separate the good from the bad.
And Jesus spake these words unto his disciples. And they sat down and gathered the good fish into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.